Hello, my audiobook friends. I'd like to take you back 10 years ago on this very day, June 14th, 2003. As I recall, it was a Monday. And now I can't remember what the weather was like. I'd like to think it was maybe sunny or maybe cloudy. I'm not sure. I can't really remember. But at about this time of the day, which is 9 o'clock, I was, at home, tending to my grandmother, because my mother was in the hospital, visiting my father, who was had undergone two chemotherapy treatments for lung cancer, and had got himself an infection. And was in the hospital, and they were trying to treat him. About 7:30 in the morning or so, we got a call that my father wasn't really doing well. His blood pressure was extremely low. And they suggested to my mother and me to make our way to the hospital. So I brought her there. I spent a little bit of time there. And then my mother said, you better go and check on grandma and go and take care of her. So I drove back and I went. It was quite far driving back. It was 30 kilometers, I think it was. So I drove all the way back and then my mother called me around 10:30 or so. Maybe even a little bit later than that, telling me that Dad was not really doing well, and his blood pressure had dropped even further, his pulse had slowed down, and he was now no longer conscious. And so I jumped in the car and raced down there, and I can't remember why, but I had to stop at the bank. I do remember that. That's very vivid. And I remember pulling into the parking lot of the bank and looking down at the clock in my car, and it said 11 o'clock. Remember that time. It's very important. So I go to the bank, do what I had to do, get back in the car and make it to the hospital about 15 minutes later or so. And I come upstairs, and my mother looks at me, and she says, "He's gone. My father had passed away." And supposedly, the story goes that my father took his last breath and then peacefully went, and then his watch beeped 11 o'clock. So, to me, 11 o'clock, June 14th, of any year, always reminds me of what happened. And today marks the 20th year. I'm hard pressed to say 20th anniversary, but I suppose I should, to honor my father. It's the 20th anniversary of his passing. And although there are times when it feels like yesterday, there are many more times where it feels like my father's been gone an entire lifetime. However, I know my father would not have wanted me to cry or, even after all these years, he would have wanted me to just be strong and be happy and take advantage of life. And that's what I've been trying to do all these years. To take advantage of what I have and my friends, my family. It's not always easy, of course. We all know that there's ebbs and flows. And there's high tides and low tides in life. It's perfectly normal. But like any good, you know, accountant will tell you, or sales manager, as long as the trend line is going up, right? So, and that's what's important. But I just wanted to do an audio boot in honor of my father, Roberto Landi. And tell you all about that fateful morning 20 years ago. I was a young man then, 29. And I had many, many years ahead of me that I didn't know what was going to happen. Losing a parent is never easy. Losing a parent when you haven't quite grown up. Even though I was 29, I tended to be much younger emotionally than my 29 years would suggest. And so, if one thing, that the death of my father was cathartic, it really swiftly made me grow up. And boy, did I grow up. I took on challenges that I would not have otherwise. I became extremely financially responsible, something that I had not been until then. You know, when you're young, you know, you kind of spend your money. You have a $10 bill in your pocket and you spend 12. It's just the way it is. But after that, I realized I sort of became the head of the household. And at first, I kind of felt the weight of the responsibility on my shoulders, but it soon changed to sort of realizing that this was going to be one of the biggest challenges I would face, especially without my father around, without his guidance, or without a male guidance, I should say. I had my mom. She's always been very, very dear to me. She's an extremely intelligent woman. And so she certainly helped me enormously. But I did miss that, I guess, male influence. And that's why, even to this day, even at 49 years old, if I meet a peer of my age, or perhaps a year older, it's odd. I almost tend to look upon them in a somewhat fatherly fashion. And I mean, I've been a father myself for a decade. And that alone should have sort of shaken that out of me, but it hasn't. And so every now and then I'll meet somebody or I'll befriend somebody, especially here on Audio Boo, and I think they know who they are. And I'm very, very grateful to have that male influence in my life. Something that I missed after my father passed away. But don't think of it as a sad time. It isn't sad. If anything, I'm happier these days than I've been in a long time. I think I'm at sort of at peace with myself. I have some turmoil. I have some health issues, as you all know about. But overall, I'm very happy. I look at the world with different color eyes now. You know, or different color glasses, I suppose. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you today on this June 14th, 2013. There's a lot of turmoil in the world, but there's a lot of good and there's a lot of beauty too. And that's what we should concentrate on. Thank you for listening.